So here we are, sunny central London, just actually stopped outside the Queen's Galleries of Buckingham Palace on my way home from West End Live in Leicester Square to Victoria Station to drag my weary carcass back to Sutton. Under my arm is the bumblebee I have secured for my small son, who will only get it if he's been good, obviously. As I have been talking about Transformers to the boys and Twilight to the girls for most of the last 2 days, seems the least I can do to take something home for my little boy. Logistics of these things always absolutely amaze me, even when you're only a guest, as we are. The time it takes to set it all up and sort it all out, particularly the 3 days and the many, many hands it takes to shove stuff into bags and bags into boxes and boxes into the van, and then the 2 hours of snatching hands and complaints that accompanies the giving out of freebie bags. It amazes me how people can whine that much about something they get for nothing. A particular mention has to go to the woman who this evening, having been told that we were very sorry we didn't have any freebie bags anymore, waited till our backs were turned and then leaned down under the table and helped herself to the pile of comics that were there for the children. I don't know who you were, madam, but thank you very much, and I hope you learn some better manners in the future. On the plus side, we've had our friends from the 501st, the UKG, have been in, and I swear they never, never tire of putting people on their knees and their hands behind their heads and all of the fun and games and intimidation that goes with their armour. I think the pretty girls may have quite a lot to do with that, and there have been a lot of pretty girls plastering themselves all over the stormtroopers for the last couple of days. We've had a lot of people recognise the rocket, go up to the store, be introduced to the brand for the first time, which of course, while we're not actually sort of trading at these things, it's why it makes it worthwhile, because it actually brings Forbidden Planet to a whole new market. Not just dads, not just geeks, but everything that the megastore is about, that the new age of geek chic is about. We have new people heading up to the store, recognising the brand and coming to embrace Forbidden Planet. It's a very, very good thing. Anyway, I am now very footsore and very weary. And much as I love all the eventing, I'm delighted that this is the last weekend's work I'm going to be doing for the foreseeable. I'm going to go home, I'm going to put my feet up, and then tomorrow I'm going to get on with all of the other stuff that I've got to do. Ooh, about to be run over. So this is Danisaya. I'm actually currently walking down Buckingham Gate, Buckingham Palace Road, about to turn into Victoria Station and head home.